do want to ask you about the advert that you put out last week about VAT, where you had all these pictures of supermarket products, none of which were actually VAT-able, and you were saying that basically people would save £450 on shopping bills because of the rise in VAT, and under Labour they wouldn't pay so much. But the maths didn't add up, did they? Because Douglas, I don't know if you saw Douglas Alexander with Andrew Neil on Sunday. He was saying, oh, this £450, that's over the lifetime of a parliament, where you said, no, it was actually within a year.
It's Institute for Fiscal Studies figures which show that the average household, £450 a year on the cost of the rising VAT.
You'd have to spend more than £20,000 each year on VAT-able items.
And there are some people who have considerably higher incomes than that, who spent a lot of money on VAT-able items, people spending thousands of pounds on extensions and the kind of things which it applies to. The Institute for Fiscal Studies average figure is £450 a year. And the point that our campaign were making in that advert, and abstracting from the picture...
Well, do you accept you got the picture wrong?
Abstracting from the picture...
Well, it was wrong to use non-VAT-able items.
Look... abstracting from the
answer you're looking for is yes.
Abstracting from the picture. Whoever decided
Austin Mitchell wouldn't apologise for it. I'm not asking you to apologise. Just accept you got it wrong.
When I when I saw it, I think had the same reaction as you, which is I think I might have chosen a different picture.
So you saw it after it went out.
Had I been drawing up that ad, but it makes a bigger point, which is that Nick Clegg said, look, in Sheffield, in his constituency in Sheffield, Nick Clegg's own leaflet said, vote Liberal Democrat to stop the Tory VAT bombshell, and he then came into government as a deputy prime minister and voted for it.
Someone can
£450
a
year.
Someone can ask him about that tomorow. So you only saw
that. You ask him about it tomorrow.
Well, I can't because Nick Ferrari is.
Be moved to the morning.
Thank you very much for that. Don't try and deflect me from what I was asking you. This advert, did you only see it after it went out? Was that Douglas Alexander's advert that you didn't actually approve?
Look, these campaigns are busy times, and there's always lots of things going on. But you know.
So that's a yes, then, isn't it? That is a yes. Okay. Ed Balls, thank you.
I thought the political message deep and buried within it was a very powerful and potent
one. I'm sure you did, and I'm sure we all did.